b'fonecha.
Says, don't start to pour the keteres down right in front of you. And it says the reason why, shema tichve, because maybe you'll be burnt. So there's a raya that when you start to pour the keteres, like first put your hand out, stretched out, and put it as far away from you, and then come towards you. Because that's the raya that it says, panima shichutzaloy. You have to first start further out, and then work yourself closer to you. Because if you're going to start, and it says, shalei taskam mipanechon, do not start from right in front of you. Because if you start in front of you, and then you stretch your hands further out, the first part is already starting to burn, and we're afraid maybe it will burn you. Like Rashi says, shalei taskam mipanechon, litzba v'leila cholo, to start pouring it right in front of you, and then going forwards. Why shema tichvim? Shak terish et tiveris. Litzitcha, the ones that you terish already put on the sides, wherever his tummit burns, kseida, your hands will be burnt. So it's a right that you're supposed to start stretched out and then come in closer towards you. That's where you won't burn yourself. Alright, we'll stop here. On top. Tana Rabbonin. The pasuk says, V'nosa ne'asakteris saloesh lefnei Hashem. You should put the keteris on the fire, where lefnei Hashem. In other words, you should first start burning the keteris when it's inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That means, shelo yisakim yibachutz, you should not first fix it outside. In other words, pour the keteris on top of the coals outside in the heichel, the yichnis, and walk inside when it's already smoking. That you should not do. And loheitzei miliban shel tzedukim, to go the opposite the way that tzedukim say. Or to go take away from the way they say. Shoimrim, that the tzedukim, these are the people that don't learn the Torah according to the Torah Shabbat Peh, they don't listen to Chachamim, they just hold the way they read the Torah. So they used to say that yisakim mibachutz, you're supposed to first fix the keteris outside, the yichnis, and come inside when it's already burning. My darish, why do they darshan? What does the pasuk say? In other words, like, we should not make this mistake. So what was their mistake in the Torah? Now the pasuk says, ki be'onon a roi alakapurus, as with the smoke I should be seen in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Melamed, so they learned that she yisakim mibachutz, the pasuk means to say, first fix up the keteris outside, in the heichel, the yichnis, and then the Kohen Gadol could walk inside when the smoke is already coming up from the keteris. Omru lehem chachomim, the chachomim said back to the tzadukim, v'haloi kva nemar, no, there's another pasuk that says, V'nosan es ha-keteris aloesh. You're supposed to put the keteris on top of the fire where? Lefnei Hashem. That it should be first Lefnei Hashem in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the place where you put the keteris on top of the fire. Im kein, if so, ma talmud lo meki bo'onon eru ala kapurus. Why does the first pasuk before say that you should only be seen in the Kodesh HaKadoshim bo'onon with this cloud, it means the smoke coming up from the keteris? Mashmi, you should first have the smoke coming up. It should be burning the keteris, and then you could walk inside. The Gemara says, Malame, the apostle comes to teach us, Shenoi Sein Bo Mala Oshen, that you have to put one of the ingredients of the keteris, has to be this herb, the Mala Oshen. And Rashi says, Mala Oshen, Shein Esau. It was the name of a grass. Shegurim La'ashen La'ala Zokav Kamakel. It causes the smoke of the keteris to go straight up like a palm tree, like we'll soon see later. So this is one of the ingredients you have to have in the keteris, is this maloshen. And we're learning now from this pasuk, ki be'onan, we're supposed to be seen like a cloud, means a nice pillow of smoke. Now the Gemara says again, uminayin, how do we know, shenoisin bo maloshen, that you're supposed to put this esha, this grass, this herb, in part of the keteris, this maloshen, shenemar, another pasuk says, v'chiso anan hakteris, that this smoke, this pillow of smoke, should cover up the keteris. It's like a keteris. The smoke of the keteris should cover up the keteris, should cover up the urine inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Gemara is soon going to ask, like, what do we need two psukim for? We have one pasuk of kibon and eror, and now you have the second pasuk. What do we need two psukim for to tell us two times you need this herb, this maloshen? Like that the Gemara is soon going to ask. But now the Gemara says, holay nosen bo maloshen. Let's say you do not put this ingredient into the keteris, or else if you're missing one of any other one of the ingredients of the keteris, you don't have the full measurements or the full measurement of the Torah, it is a lack of chayiv misa. Because here the pasuk says, "V'lo yomus," mashmi, you won't die if you have the complete amount of the keteris. But if you're missing part of the keteris, then you'd be chayiv misa. Like Rashi says, "Hola madlu mikan shenema v'lo yomus shem lo nosin." If you did not put the maloshen, you chayiv misa. That's if you don't put the maloshen. What about oishachisor? If you're missing part of the keteris, the pasuk says, "Hakteris shleima," it's mashma complete amount of keteris. And nothing, and not if it's missing something. For the Gemara Kasha now, you're telling me now the Pasuk says, Yechayiv Misa, if you burn the Keteris, you don't have the right amount. Omer Arsheshis. For the Gemara Kasha now, for typically, Dekomayil Vierekonis. Like, what do I need this Pasuk to say, Yechayiv Misa? If you burn the Keteris and it's missing something, like, Shiti Yechayiv Misa, for coming in, like, if you come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim without the right amount of keteris, it's considered like a bi'ur kodesh. You came in empty-handed. You're not coming in with the keteris. And the Torah says that anybody, even the Kohen Gadol, is not allowed to walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim unless he has the keteris with him. So if he's coming in with not the right, he's missing a part of the amount of the keteris, that's like coming in without the keteris, that Yechayiv Misam, for the actual coming in without the keteris. So why do we have to say Yechayiv Misa for the burning of this Keteris? Yechayiv Misa just for the Bi'ur Ekonis, for coming in empty-handed. So Gemara answers, Omer Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet answers like this. Hocha B'mayas Kinu, we're talking about now, Kegoyin Sheshogag B'Bi'ur. This person, this Koyin, did not know Yechayiv Misa for coming into the Kodesh HaKadoshim without the Keteris. Al Talocha B'Bi'ur, coming in without the Keteris, he was a Shogag. He did not realize there's a Chayiv Misa for that. So therefore he's not Chayiv Misa. Other the hated bihaktora, but b'shas he's burning it, so he knows the halacha that if you burn a half of the keteris or you're missing the maloshin, he knows for that halacha yichayv misa. So that's not to mean that the Torah says you should know there's a chayv misa for the fact you're burning the keteris if it's missing something or else it's missing the maloshin. Rav Ashi says another teretz. Afilu teima hated bezu. Afilu, you want to say no? The person knew both halachas. That you're not allowed to come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, reconnaissance without the right amount of the Keteris. So therefore, the Chur is Chayiv Misa just for coming in. And he also knows that Lachar is for burning the Keteris. If you don't have the right amount, you also Chayiv Misa for the burning of it. So the question is then, why do we need two Pesukim to say Chayiv Misa? Like it doesn't pass, you can't be Chayiv Misa twice. To be killed once, that's it. And if the Gemara, the Mar gives the answer, could go into Ayil Shtei HaKeteris, that you, when you came in, you brought with you two Keteris. Two different calves, two spoons full of keteris. Achashlema, one calf had the right amount of the keteris with the maloshin, so therefore it's not considered a beer reconis. You're not coming in empty handed, you're coming in with the keteris. But the achas chasera, but you have another calf, another spoon, that does not have the right amount of the keteris. And you go and burn both of them on Yom Kippur. The loch is like this. Abiya le mechayiv, you're not chayiv for coming in empty handed. Because you bring it in with yourself, the shleima, the keteris shleima. So therefore, it's not considered to be a reconis. You're coming in with something. But you know yichayiv for the haktora. Why? To call makter keteris chasera. Because the maisi would be makter keteris that's missing something. You don't have the complete keteris. You're missing part of the keteris. So yichayiv for the second haktora. That's the chiddush of this pasuk. Now, on Mamar, we learned before. How do we know there's a chiyuv to put this ingredient, the maloshin, into the keteris? This type of a grass. Talmud Leima, the pasuk says, v'chisa. There's a second pasuk, v'chisa should cover up the smoke, the pillar should cover up the oren. For the Gemara, kro l'kro, do we need a pasuk for a pasuk? The Rashi says, we already dashed in the first part of the pasuk, chiba onan eroa, to tell us you have to have this maloshin to make the smoke come up nicely. So what do I need a second pasuk for? And the second pasuk for v'chisa, I know it already from the first pasuk. So the Gemara answers, Omer Rav Yosef, hochi komer. This is what the Torah means to teach us, that ein li'ela olo malo oshin. From one pasuk, we already know you have to have the leaf, the olo, the leaf of the malo oshin. What about ikka malo oshin minayin? How do we know you even have to have the root? Like Rashi says, ikka means the shurish, the root of the malo oshin, the type of a herb that has a leaf to it and the roots. So how do I know you have to put the roots into the keteris also? Talmud lein nevechisa. That's why I need a second pasuk for to tell me not only the leaf but also the root.
So the Gemara Omalai Abaya. So Abaya says back, for if Chotanya, we learn just the opposite. In other words, what you're saying so far is from one pasuk I would only know the leaf. That's the main part. From the second pasuk, I know you even need the root also. Mashma, the root is secondary. So Abaya is going to ask the question, no, we learned the opposite way, that the root is the Ika part of it. Tanya will learn like this, Nosan bo Ika malo oshin, that they put inside the keteris the ikar, the roots of the maloshin. And hoye metame vi oila kemakil, the smoke mamash would come up beautiful like a palm tree. That's how the smoke would come straight up. Ache megiya l'shemei kairah, until it reached the roof, the top of the kairah shakadoshim. Kivon shegiya l'shemei kairah, as soon as the smoke coming up reached the roof of the kairah shakadoshim, memashmesh vi yorid b'ksolim, memashmesh it like moved on, it like touched, and came down the sides of the walls. In other words, on the roof, it spread out until it reached the side. It can't go anymore. And then it started to come down along the walls. Achenes mala habayis oshin, until the whole house was full of smoke. Shenemal at the Pesach Nishayol says, fe habayis yimola yoshin, the whole house should be full of smoke. So it's because of the root, the ikar of the mal oshin, that causes the smoke to come up so nicely. So you see, the ikar is the root. And of the Gemara, Elo Amar Abaya, Abaya says like this. Again, what do we need two psukim for? Hochikom, this is what the Torah is telling us. Ain li yele ikka maloshin. If I would only have one posik kiba on an eroa, I would think you have to have the root of the maloshin. That has to be part of the Torah. Olo maloshin minayin, how do I know you even have to have the leaf of the maloshin? Not only the root, the leaf also. How do I know that? Talmud Leima, I have a second posik to tell us, v'chisom, that you're supposed to cover it up to teach us that who I did, the leaf of the maloshim should also be there. That's where I need two psukim. Vaito, Rav Shesh Yisomar, Ein Liyel Oyomoyed. I only know in the Mishkan and the Oyomoyed, that's when you had to have the maloshim part of the keteris. Sheve Midbar Shiloi, how do we know even in Midbar Shiloi? Or else the Beis Salomim and the Beis Hamikdash also when they brought the keteris on Yom Kippur. How do I know you have to have the maloshim there? That's the second pasuk. Now the way he learns, you only have to have the root of the maloshin. You don't have to have the leaf. So what do I need to confirm? That not only in the Mishkan, but who are then in the Beis Hamikdash also? For the Gemara, hi, to tell us that the union of the maloshin even applies to the Beis Hamikdash, nivchein yase lo yomoyed hashoychin itam nafka. Mash wherever you are, any Oyomoyed, any Kodesh Kodesh you have, you always have to have the Keteris there. So Mashra from this pasuk in Vayikra Tezayin, that even in the Midbar Shiloh, or else in the Beis Salomin, you would have to have the Maloshin. So why do I need the second pasuk here, V'chisa? Elohochi Kama, this is what the Torah is coming to teach us. Ein li elo b'yom ha-kipurim. I would only know that the special Keteris that Kohen Gadol brings in the Kodesh Kodesh on Yom Kippur, this Keteris needs this Maloshin to make this smoke come up very nicely. Of the Bishai Yemais Hashanah, the rest of the year, when you bring the Keteris twice a day, in the morning and the afternoon, that and there you don't bring it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you burn it on the Mizbeach HaPenim. How do I know even that Keteris also needs the Maloshin, Minayin, Talmud Leima, that's what I have the second Pasuk for, V'chisa, that you should know even the regular Keteris you bring every single day, that Keteris should also come up very nicely, the smoke should come up nicely. How does the smoke come up nicely? The smoke comes up nicely. It will have the maloshin in the regular keteris also. Rav Ashi, Yom Rav Ashi says, Chad l'mitzvah v'chad l'yakiv. No, it could be both of them. Both psukim are talking about the keteris of Yom Kippur. And I need both psukim to teach us that l'akiv, that if you don't do it, it's possible. But would have just said one pasuk, I think it's a mitzvah. How do I know l'ikuvah? That's why I have a second pasuk for to teach me, if you don't have the maloshin, you should know, it's possible. Rav says, Chad lo einish v'chad liyazor. One comes to teach me the einish, that if you don't have the maloshin in the keteris, yichayiv misa. And the other pasuk is for the azor, like the lav, not to do it. Kibon and erua l'kaporis is like the azor. And v'chisa, that's the einish. That's the chayiv misa. Tanya, we learned also like this, that Rav Lezer Oimer, v'loyomus einish. That's what the pasuk says, v'chisa and v'loyomus, that's going on the einish, that you'll be killed if you don't have the maloshin. Kibon and erua, and the first pasuk of kibon and erua, I should be seen with this pillow of smoke, azorah. That's like the lamb, that's the azorah Torah teaching us, like, don't bring the keteris without the maloshin. So usually to get a chiv mitzvah, you need two things. you need the Azoro, and then you need the Chiv Misa, the Torah says the Yonish. So the Mora Yochel Yiyu Shneim Amurim Koide Misas Bnei Aaron, maybe both the Yonish and the Azoro, both in Yonim, was said before Nadav Yaviyu was Mace, before the Shnei Bnei Aaron brought the Eish Zoro, before they were killed. In other words, maybe this was the chet, this was the avera they did, that they were chayiv misa, that maybe they brought the keteres without the maloshen, and therefore the Torah already says chayiv misa before they were dead, before they died. So maybe this was what caused them to die. Talmud Leiman, no, the pasuk comes to teach us and says, achrei mois shnei b'nei Aaron. First, after the b'nei Aaron was mace, that's when the Torah said that there's an einish of the chayiv misa. So in other words, at the time they did the avera, the Torah didn't give the einish of the chayiv misa. So in other words, they did not die because of this chet. It wasn't the chet that they brought the keteres without the maloshen. Was like we'll soon see, even though the azoro, the lav, like not to do it, was given, but the einish, the chiyuv misa, was not given yet. That's the pshat that achrei Moshe, Nei Bnei Aaron, first afterwards, was said this chiyuv misa. Is yochu yushnei mamurim achrei misa shnei Bnei Aaron? So maybe both, maybe even the azoro also, was said after the Bnei Aaron died. Talmud Leiman, this apostle says no. Ki be'onon eiru alaka pers. Like the Azor is given at the time before they had the smoke, before they had the pillow of smoke coming up from the keteres. The apostle is saying ki be'onon eiru, like I should be seen later on in the day with the smoke. So before they were marked to the keteres, the Azor was given. And we know when the Bnei Aaron was mace, the keteres was already burnt. So in other words, b'shas they were mace, there was already the Azor. There was already the law not to bring the keteres without the maloshen. However, the next pasuk about the chiyuv misa, that was not given yet. So Gemara says, "Hoketzer, how does it come out? Azoro koide misa, that the azoro, the Torah says, the law not to bring the keteres without this maloshen was said before the Bnei Aaron died. Of the einish acha misa, but that in the pasuk says later of the chiso anana keteres, and it says lo yamus. That pasuk was said achrei mois shnei bnei Aaron. After the misa of the bnei Aaron was said this einish that yichayv misa for bringing the keteres without the maliyachin. So in other words, they did not die because of this chet. My Talmudah, how do we know this from? So Gemara says, Omar Rava, Omar Krokos. The pasuk says ki ba'onon eiroy, like you should be seen in the future. And the Torah is saying now before they brought the keteres, you should know how are you supposed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Keteres, with the burning of the Keteres. The Yadayin Lanura. And at the time when this Azara was given, the Keteres was not burnt yet. But later on in the day, they did burn the Keteres. And first later, the Shnei Bnei Aaron was made, they did their Avera. So Mashma, their Avera that they did was after the Azara, the law of not to bring the Keteres without the Maliyoshin, was given. For the Gemara in the yellow, my time, Yonish. So if you're telling me now, at the time they did their Avera, the Yonish, the Chiyuv Misa, was not given yet. So what Avera did they do that the Yachayiv Misa? Like we know they were killed. They must have did an Avera that they had the Chiyuv Misa for. Which Avera was it? Kidatani we learned like this. Reb Lezer Weimer. Loi Mesu b'nei Aaron Elo al Shehoiro halocha b'fnei Moshe Rabban. The Avera they did is, they paskin the Shaila in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rebbe. In other words, they should have asked the Rebbe and not paskin themselves. And Rashi says, even though they paskin the right way, Rashi v'yafa pi shohira karo, they really paskin the right way, of the nenshu shlenot l'rishus. They got a nenshu because they didn't ask rishus from Moshe Rabbeinu. My darish, what did they dashin? That the pasuk says, v'nosinu b'nei Aaron ha-koyin eish al mizbeach, that the koyin has to bring the fire to the mizbeach. So they dashined, afal pi shoeish yoredis min hashamayim, even though there was a nes, that the fire came down in Ashramayim on the Mizbeach, still they held mitzvah lohavi min hedyit. There's still a mitzvah for the Kohen, the hedyit, to go and bring fire to the Mizbeach also. And that's what they did. They went and brought fire to the Mizbeach. So Rashi says, even though they paskin right, it's a good Jerusha, but our component there very was that they were paskin b'fnei Rabban Moshe, that they shouldn't have paskin in front of Moshe. They should have asked Moshe Rabbeinu first. That's the way our Gemara here says. Tosfos brings down that the Gemara in Sanhedrin says other reasons why they were mace. One says because they were prui arosh, they didn't take a haircut, or else some say shesuyi yayin, they were drinking wine before they went into the Beis Hamikdash. V'ikamandiyama mechusa begadim hoyu. There's other mandiyama, other chatoyim that the Bnei Aaron did, why they got to receive their misa. Then more about it. Then the Mishnah says, yotza uvo loy derek nisosei. after the Kohen Gadol got finished burning the Keteris in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he walked out like backwards the same way he came in. It was the same way his face was facing towards the Dorim. When he was walking in, that's the way he walked out also. In other words, he walked out backwards. So the Gemara Minohan Emili, how do I know this, that he's supposed to walk backwards away from the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Amar Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni, Amar Rav Yenison, Amar Kroah, the Pasuk says, Vayavoy Shloima Labona Shebegivon Yerushalayim. Shloima Melech went to the Boma, that type of a Mizbeach, that was in Given Yerushalayim. Now the Shaila is, the Boma Given, it wasn't in Yerushalayim, the two different places. There was this Boma in Given, and then there's Yerushalayim. So the Chur means Shloima traveled from Given to Yerushalayim. So why does the Pasuk say, Asher Begivon Yerushalayim? For at the Gemara of the Chima Inyan Givon Eitzu Yerushalayim. What does Givon have to do with right next to Yerushalayim? So the Gemara answers, Ela Makish, to come to teach, we learn out one from the other, Yitziyosoy Megivon Yerushalayim. That the same way he left Givon to go to Yerushalayim, Lebiyosoy Yerushalayim Legivon. The same way he came from Yerushalayim Legivon. And what does that mean? Ma biyosim Yerushalayim legivon. The same way when he came from Yerushalayim to the given, to the Boma given, like the Boma, that's the Mokom Hashchina was. Ponov kalfei Boma, his face was facing towards this Boma, towards this Mizbeach, which was in Givon, and this Mizbeach, Rashi says, this was the Mizbeach Shel Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu made this Mizbeach. And Rashi says, Ha Boma asher begivon Yerushalayim. There was the Mizbeach that Moshe Rabbeinu made. That Shlaima Melech was going from Yerushalayim to Givon. So we're making a hekesh now. Just like when he came from Yerushalayim to Givon, he was facing the Boma, is pon of Kalpe Boma, Kiderech Biyosoi, that's the way you come to it, is Af Yitziyosoi, the same way when he left Givon, Af Yitziyosoi Megivon Yerushalayim, when he left Givon to go back to Yerushalayim, Ponav Kalpe Boma, his face was still facing towards the Boma. In other words, he was walking backwards, Kederech Biyosoi, the same way when he came down to the Boma in Givon, he was facing the Boma, who had him when he went away from the Boma to go back to Yerushalayim, he was also still facing the Boma. In other words, he walked backwards. Gemara says, V'chein kahana b'yavidosim. The same halacha is the kahanim when they do the avoda, when they go into the Beis Hamikdash, when they get finished doing the avoda and they leave, they're supposed to leave backwards. Ulevi'im b'duchonim. The same halacha applies to Levi'im when they duchin. The same thing, they should do it backwards. When they leave, they have to leave backwards. V'yisro b'mamodim. The halacha is when they brought a karbonis, so they're supposed to be a shliach for the Yisraelim, or Yisrael should be maimed, should be standing there watching the way they bring the korbanos for the Klal Yisrael. In other words, even though it's a korban tzibur or a korban yochid, the bailam or a Yisrael, that's called mamodim, that a Yisrael was there watching the way they brought the mizbeach, the way they brought the korban. And Rashi says, Yisrael b'mamodim, ho'imdim b'yazoro, b'mokam kol Yisrael, al korban atomid. It's the korban atomid they brought every day, which was called the korban tzibur. There's supposed to be some Yisraelim there that are maimed al hamishmor. Tehsev tishmeru l'hakriv li. Is they're supposed to be standing there and watching the way they bring the carbon. That's called the carbon seber. So the Yisraelim, when they got finished watching the way they brought the carbon, when they left, they also had to walk backwards. Is kishen if terms of the Gemara lohayu machzirin pneim, they didn't turn their face around beholchim and walk away with their backs towards the mizbeach. Ela metzadadin pneim beholchim. So I just turned their face to the side in order to be able to see what's doing in the back of them. No, they shouldn't trip. So the latter turned their face backwards to see what's doing there, but they didn't turn their back to the Mizbeach, to the Beis Hamikdash, but rather they walked backwards. That's how they left the Beis Hamikdash. So the Gemara says, V'chein Talmid ha-niftin rabbi. The same halacha is when a Talmid leaves, goes away from his Rebbe, is lo yachse ponav yelech. Don't turn backwards and walk away from your Rebbe. Ela metzadeid ponav holech. Rather just look to the side and walk backwards. In other words, walk backwards. Kiho de Reb Lezer. This is the same way what happened to Reb Lezer. Kad heve niftim in ed Reb Yechanan. When he was going away from his Rebbe Reb Yechanan. That happened like this. Kad heavy boy, Rabbi Yechonel is guyeim. When Rabbi Yechonel, the Rebbe wanted to go away, so heavy gochin koyi Rabbi Lezer aduchti. Rabbi Lezer would stand still with his head bowed down a little bit, like to give cover to his Rebbe. And the heavy michsi Rabbi Yechonel minei. And so Rabbi Yechonel went so far away that Rabbi Lezer could not see his Rebbe anymore. That's the way he stood to give cover to his Rebbe. Aber kad heavy boy, Rabbi Lezer liskuyei. For when Rabbi Lezer, the Talmud, wanted to go away from his Rebbe, heavy ka'ozali ahure, he would walk backwards, ad michsi minedu Rabbi Yechonel, until he could not see Rabbi Yechonel anymore. So see, this is called derech kavod, to go away from your Rebbe, to go away backwards, your face should always be facing towards your Rebbe. The Gemara says now, Rava kad heavy miftu minedu Rabbi Yosef. When Rava used to go away from his Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef, heavy ozali ahure, he would also walk backwards, ad menag fun karya, until his feet hit one another, or else he didn't see where he was going, so his foot hit something. Or misvosasun askufto, tevei Rav Yosef doma. Or misvosasun, it got dirty, askufto, the stoop, the front stoop in front of Rav Yosef's house, got dirty, full of doma from blood. In other words, Rav was walking backwards, and he hit his foot on something, his foot started to bleed, so he got the whole front stoop of Rav Yosef, his Rebbe's house, full of blood. Is Omru Leila Rabbi Yosef, so that other people came and told Rabbi Yosef to see a hochi.